I thought it was good.
Phil, you've faced Roethlisberger before. What kind of challenges does he give you outside of
his Yeah, well, yeah. Size is a big part of it. He's big. He's got a strong arm. He's played a lot of great football in this league. He's a he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback, tough to sack, you know, just a very difficult quarterback to go against, you know, and our guys are working very hard for that challenge and looking forward to Monday night.
Do you have a better feel now if Tommy will be able to play on Monday?
No. That'd be between me and him.
What's it like when you prepare for a guy that's seen everything like Ben has? I mean, you've got that, you know, you've had it in Eli too. It's been around for a long time. It's kind of seen. Is it different, or is it you just have to go about your business?
Say that again, James. I lost track of your question.
When a guy's been around as long as it's like somebody like Eli has or Ben has, what's it like preparing for them? I mean, probably something they haven't seen, really.
Right, yeah. No, you know, it's a good question. You have to make sure that you understand whether it's based on their personnel, their formations, doing your job within the call that's made. So when Rack makes the call, our guys have to do their jobs, whatever that call entails. Maybe that call entails, you know, this pressure or this coverage or this type of leverage, whatever it might be. Our guys have to realize that when you get caught out of position, when you're not doing your job, that's when a guy like this, like Ben, makes you pay, because he'll find that. He'll find that soft spot and he'll make you pay. So our guys just need to go out there and make sure that they're really focused and doing their job on every play.
What are some things that you concentrate on defensively in terms of trying to make some big plays?
Well, I think, you know, it all ties in together. I think one of the things we need to do is make sure that we're staying in our rush lanes, that we're understanding our fits as far as our rush lanes go, because pass rush ties into that. When a guy has a lot of time to throw the ball down the field, a lot of times, you know, he'll find the open guy. And then on the deep ball, we need to play the deep ball better, both from a corner perspective and from a safety perspective. We just need to play the deep ball better overall. And then there's certain things that we can do coaching-wise that can be better. So it kind of all ties in together, not to give you a long-winded answer, but that's kind of the way it is. Yeah, you have to make sure that guys are taking the proper angles. There's a lot of different types of tackles. There's the straight-on tackle. There's the two-man tackle where they're both converging on a ball carrier. There's the angle tackle where they can use the sideline. There's the open field tackle when it's just one-on-one, say on a punt or a kickoff, something like that. So we try to simulate all those types of tackles throughout the week in practice, coach it up on the field, watch it on film, go back and do it again the next day, and just – keep teaching the guys about what the proper angle is, what the type of tackle it is, and how they can improve on their own tackling technique.
Coach, how much did it help at all to play on Thursday and have enough time to get ready for a Monday night game instead of having to play on Sunday?
Well, you certainly have the extra day, that's for sure, maybe 2 days. You know, you have and the thing that you have there, too, I believe that only time will tell, but you have the ability to correct mistakes from the previous games. You know, you have, before you move on to Pittsburgh, let's take care of your own house, you know, take care of our own house. And I think we did that. We got some things cleaned up communication-wise and things like that. Our guys are really tuned in. You know, it's just like I said a million times, a fantastic group of guys to work with. They want to win. They want to do well. They want to work together. And then we went out there today, and I thought we had a, you know, good energy at practice, and we just need to keep that up throughout the rest of the week. I mean, there's challenges every week. You know, there really is. There's challenges every week, but that's what this league's about. I mean, this is the highest level of competition in football. So every single week, every day, there's a challenge of who you're going up against, both from a personnel standpoint, from a scheme standpoint, maybe some different roster management that you have to deal with on your roster. So every day in this league's a challenge. That's what makes it fun. That's what it's all about. You know, who can overcome those challenges and who can meet them and go out there and keep getting better and win.
Bob, does it matter who catches the balls as long as people are catching the balls, or do you want to get the tight end more involved in the catching game?
Yeah, number one thing is that we win, that we move the ball and we score touchdowns. That's number one. But in our offense, we would certainly like to have the tight ends involved, no doubt about it. Each game plan's a little bit different, Dale. Some games call for more running. Some games call for more throws to the receivers. Some games call for more throws to the tight ends. I think that has something to do with it. And, you know, again, the other night we just didn't have enough plays. You know, we only ran 61 plays. So we got to get more plays. The more plays you have, if you run 80 plays, more guys are going to have opportunities to catch the ball. But at the end of the day, you have to look at winning and losing. That's number one. And scoring points, that's big.
You wouldn't judge that a huge concern?
No. Yeah, no. There's, that's not a – it's just something we have to make sure that our biggest deal is we've got to get into a rhythm offensively. We've got to get the first down, string some plays together, get into a rhythm. That's what we have to do. And then all of that will fall into place, I believe.
There's no shortage of opportunities in your system.
Oh, no question about that. I mean, I think that's been proven over time. You know, that's been proven over time. I think in 1 year the tight end position – and this system had probably 160 catches. I don't know how many touchdowns. So, yeah, I think that's kind of a moot point.
Arian's putting up some pretty good numbers, even though he missed the one game. Is there anything about him that surprised you? He did a lot of things well, but are you surprised by him?
From the first day I started working with him, DB, I tell you, this guy is he's just such a talented guy in a lot of different areas. He's obviously a really good runner. He's got great vision, great balance, body control. He's big, so he's a strong runner. He's able to run through arm tackles. He's really good in the passing game. He's got good hands, got really good instincts against the different coverages that he sees, and he's a good pass protector. Just like all of our players, you know, Arian needs to just be more consistent. You know, all of us, all coaches and players, we just need to try to do the best we can to be more consistent every single play, every day. And I know that that's what he's working towards, but nothing he does surprises me.
Do you have any preconceived notions about what kind of player J.J. Watt was when he got here? Has he stood out to you more in time?
Well, it's certainly different working with him than watching him from afar, that's for sure. Now, I was in college when he came into the league, you know, so I wasn't watching him too closely. And then, obviously, when I came here, I mean, you know, like I said the other day, there's not too much more you can say about this guy. You know, he affects the game just about on every play, you know, whether it's schematically or with some play that he makes, a batted ball, a sack, a turnover, whatever it is. This guy has a great knack for going to the ball, getting to the ball, making plays on the ball. And he, you know, like I've said a bunch of times, he's an even better teammate. He's a better guy. He's just a great guy to have in the organization and on our team. No. He never lobbies. He doesn't do that. There's other guys that lobby for things, but he's not a lobbyer. He's not a lobbyist. Yeah, he's not a – he would not fit in well in Washington, D.C. as a lobbyist, if that makes sense. Running back? You never know. You just never know. We have a 46-man roster. You might see Arian Foster at safety. You might see J.J. Watt at running back. You may see Andre Johnson at linebacker. I mean, you never know. You're just trying to make the most of your 46-man roster. That's a good question, Tanya. That, to me, that kind of it depends on what you've done going into that game. So that's part of it, okay? So, like, what have they seen going into the game? And then it depends on during the game what you're doing during the game. Like, how do you see this game going? Are they having trouble stopping this play or that play? And then does that set up another type of play? And then so there's a lot of different thought processes that go into that. And part of it's, you know, before the game starts, and then part of it is when the game's going on.